MuncieJournal.com.
Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place, the Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Quality of place matters, and there are a lot of positive things happening. It seems that negative stories often get the clicks, get the lead, and we felt like there was a gap or an opportunity to shine a light on the many, many good things that were happening.
The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.
Hi, everyone. It's Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com. Thanks for listening to this audio today. I wanted to tell you, a number of weeks ago, we started doing a video overview of some Muncie Journal articles, and I found that to be a little, we were testing it out, and I find that to be a little time-consuming to put those things together. So I'm going to try this for a while as an audio review that you'll actually access from MuncieJournal.com. We'll see how that goes. Audio is a much, much, much quicker to put together and go through and think of it as a podcast on Muncie Journal itself. I enjoy doing this audio work. Over the pandemic, I purchased a number of microphones and have a lot of equipment to do this. So we're going to try it and see how it works. Certainly push the like button on Facebook if I post that there so I can get a handle on how many people are would listen to this. Let me just start. I used to do the videos and then I would put a personal note at the end. I'm going to start with a personal note because it's top of mind for me. And some of you are wondering, what in the world is going on with my Audi car that I had an incident with in Missouri? It's been away since July 4th, and I understand that I guess they are working on it now, but they can't figure out how to get the transmission to work, so they're going to take it back this place where my car is getting worked on. They're going to take it to an Audi dealer and see if they can get it to work. It's probably something simple, because I drove the car 30 miles probably after I had my incident, so anyway, still no car yet, but hopefully soon. Okay, big news today. I'm talking to you on August 12th, actually. And Muncie Power Products has acquired a building, by Interstate 69. They're going to spend or invest over $20 million on that project. We have a story on that, actually, today. Also today, I wanted to mention Ed Asner there was a story about Ed Asner coming to Muncie for a four-day play. I was notified earlier today that that's going to be postponed now to another date. I'm not sure why that had to happen, but if you were looking to attend the Ed Asner play at Cornerstone, that has been postponed for now. Okay, Chris Holtman, who is the coach of the basketball team at Ohio State University, is going to be the special guest speaker at the FCA banquet on Thursday, August 19th. That stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I should have said that. Thursday, August 19th, there's no cost to attend that event. You can find that story on Muncie Journal and see if register to attend that function. Ontario Systems, news there. There's a new chief technology officer. We have a story about that. The stories are coming from Burlington, Massachusetts, or Boston these days. There's this gentleman, I do not know him, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but you can view that article on Muncie Journal. How are we doing on time here? I'm just going to look. 4 minutes and 27 seconds. All right, let's see. What else do I need to talk about here? Triathlete. Okay, Muncie needs volunteers for the Ironman Triathlon. Now, the story talks about this being a volunteer effort, but Mayor Ridenour has said that volunteering is not really the name of it, because volunteers get paid to do their volunteering there. So I'd go to look at that story again and contact the folks that are listed there and find out, what the pay is. I don't know how much that is or anything really about that. So, but anyway, you're not volunteering, you are getting paid for that. Magna, there's a story about Magna, which is Magna Powertrain. They're looking for people to work there. I have a story by Stacy Shannon, who give some comments from some of the other employees that work there and why they like to work at Magna. We've got a number of job openings there. There's a link on the MuncieJournal.com page of that story to take you to their employment area. The Soup Kitchen of Muncie is going to hold their annual dinner and auction on August 28th. So make sure you attend that function. You can get tickets by visiting the MuncieJournal.com page and checking out that article. I think that's going to be it for me for right now. We'll make this short and sweet. So thanks for tuning in or listening.
MuncieJournal.com.
Every day, progress, good things happening. The business news of Muncie and Delaware County reported one place. The Muncie Journal.
MuncieJournal.com.
Quality of place matters. And there are a lot of positive things happening. It seems that negative stories often get the clicks, get the lead. And we felt like there was a gap or an opportunity to shine a light on the many, many good things that were happening.
The Muncie Journal. What's happening here? No charge, no cost. The Muncie Journal.